This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. British lawmakers are set this week to discuss whether misogyny constitutes a hate crime in the aftermath of the killing of a woman in London. Lawmakers are proposing an amendment to the Domestic Abuse Bill, which would require police in both England and Wales to keep track of violence motivated by misogyny. Set to be debated in the House of Lords, Britain's upper parliamentary chamber, the amendment has cross-party support. The change was inspired by the slaying of Sarah Everard, a 33-year-old marketing executive who was kidnapped and killed in London on her way home March the 3rd. Wayne Cousins, a police officer who's been charged with kidnapping and murder in her death, will appear in court Tuesday. A September report from the British Law Commission concluded that misogyny should be treated in the same way as discrimination against other groups. In Britain, protections that can carry harsher sentences already exist for race, religion, sexual orientation, disability, and transgender identity. The bill also has the support of conservative and crossbench parliamentarians, as well as of human rights organizations. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention expressed concern Monday about the number of people traveling in the United States in recent days. Rochelle Walensky said during a virtual briefing that the pandemic is far from over and people should not act as though it is over. Walensky said more than 1.3 million people traveled through U.S. airports last Friday. That's more than on any single day since the pandemic began more than a year ago. She said she saw news coverage of people enjoying spring break in locations around the country without masks, all while the country is still seeing as many as 50,000 new coronavirus infections a day. This is VOA News.